and welcome back to New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
My name's Jen. On today's show, we're going to talk about, so, what's in a name? So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to New Every Day. We're so glad that you've tuned in, and we're still on the road in Tennessee. We're headed to Nashville. We've had a great experience so far, done a whole lot of things. Hey, Jen, like...
Oh, yeah. And it's just interesting as we're on the road, and we always make these connections between this is what we see, what's happening, and yet, but what does the Word of God say? What and how has God called us to live out our life? And so really what this whole series is about is, I want to say... living the life God has called us to according to His Word. Like, when I really think about what is one of the purposes of why it is what we do, a lot of it is, like, this is what's happening in life. Now, how does God call us to live out His truth, His life through us in the world that He's given us to live in? Like, you know what I mean? Like, He's called us to have a relationship with Him. Well, then how do we do it when we see everything that's going on in the world? How do we actually live as believers? So how do we make these connections, I want to say? So a lot of what happens actually in our conversations together is like, well, this is what's happened today. And then Carrie will say something like, well, the Word of God says. I'm like, oh, yeah. And so this is how we should respond to each other. And
yeah, it's like taking a step back and then putting your experience over top of a compass.
Yeah.
Like, to see it. Am I actually heading the right direction? Do I actually have the right thinking? Because if you're bombarded with messages all day, like, the news in the States is so different from Canadian news. So it's kind of a lot more in your face, and a lot more messages are pushed to make you think a certain way. At least that's the way I felt, even just watching the short snippets that we have and the commercials, or it's all up in your face trying to get you to think a certain way or buy a certain product.
Yes.
But yeah, it's like, well, wait a second, do I actually believe that? Or, like, we were watching infomercials?
Yeah.
No, the jewelry channel.
They
have their own channel. It's amazing. So anyways, they're selling these, all this bling, and as I'm watching it, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so funny. I can't believe they're trying to sell that. And as I watch more, I'm like, oh, they got a point. You know, that's really nice. That's a good deal. And I start believing what they're telling me. Anyways, that's an aside, but it's very different here, and it's been an enjoyable experience.
And so part of experiencing a new culture is finding places to stay in.
Yeah.
And so a couple of times we've booked online with, I want to say, like, fairly reputable places. At least the pictures online looked good. Like, you go through and you're like, okay, that looks nice. Okay, those rooms look nice. And I know this one place that we booked online, I was like, yeah, that's a great deal. And one of the reasons we chose to, you know, come to Tennessee is because literally I went on Groupon. I'm like, okay, cheap. Oh, that's great. Where is that? Oh, it's Tennessee. It's Gatlinburg.
It looks nice.
I'm like, what's around Gatlinburg? Smoky Mountains. I'm like, okay, we could do some hiking, which is something we both enjoy doing. And so I booked this place online after reading the reviews and looking at the number and thinking,
okay. It looks okay.
So on the way down, we had to book a place to stay, and booked online. We thought, okay, this is okay. And we get there, and I said, we drove in, and I said to Carrie, I think we should check the room out first. And we have never done that.
We've never done that.
And we went in, and we always pray over a room before we go in, just thanking God for it and the opportunity to be there. And we walk in, we look around, and Carrie, we both have roles when we walk into a room. Carrie checks for bed bugs, and I've never done this before, but you know what? I had another friend that did this before Carrie. I just screw up thinking I go into a situation always thinking the very, very best. And so when I stayed with a friend of mine overnight once at a hotel, and she had, like, literally, she brought her own things to sleep on. And I was like, what are you doing? That's just weird. She's like, well, bed bugs. And I'm like, no way.
Yeah, I have brought, I have slept in my own sleeping bag at places. And we've stayed at some sketchy places.
We have stayed at some sketchy places. And my camera keeps moving. And so, even though, so anyways, so Carrie goes in, she does the nurse thing, she checks for bed bugs, and I tend to go into the bathroom and check linens and stuff like that to see if they're clean. So this is sort of the rules that we've sort of adopted.
Oh, when we stayed in hostels, like, we brought our own. It wasn't a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
But and this is the thing, like, we are renting, right? So we don't want to take anything back.
No.
Home that we didn't leave with, so.
And that's very important. That's like,
very important.
We don't want to, because we also, the space where we live, we rent from somebody else, so yeah. It would be very bad if we take a critter back with us and then introduce it.
That would be bad.
Yes, and so what's interesting is the first place that we went in, we're like, okay, we could stay here, and then on our way out, Kiri's like, what's that? And I'm like, I don't know. She's like, that's a cockroach.
Nice,
like,
big.
So big she takes a photo of it, and we go downstairs, and we're just like, we cannot stay here.
I know. And not in good conscience, no.
No. So they gave us our money back. We went to another place. We stayed over. That was fine. So the next night, we booked a place.
That looked great online.
That looked great online.
Beautiful.
Great reviews.
Great price.
We get there and we drive in and I'm like, this is like not safe. It's like sketchy part of town. It was very dark. The lobby area was very sketch.
And like cluttered and like cardboard boxes laying around.
And
the attendant was like,
cats.
I think he had a little bit too much.
And cats.
There's cats wandering around outside.
And we're like, catch? And I said to Carrie, do we get our own cat too? And so anyways.
I wanted a cat.
We go in, and actually the room was quite nice.
Oh, yeah.
Quite nice. We're like, okay, we'll take it.
And you know what? As I'm listening to us talk, we sound a bit princessy, but given the fact that we're staying alone, right?
Yeah.
We have to be safe. We have to make good decisions that we want to get back to Canada alive.
Yeah.
And we rent, right? Like,
yeah.
Just all these things you got to keep in mind. So, yeah, we go in the room. Looks nice.
Looks nice. And then as we go to leave the room, Carrie looks up to the ceiling, and she's like, what's that? I'm like, what do you mean, what's that? And
Cockroach
takes a photo. We go back to knock on the door, and the attendant says,
oh, yeah, pest control guy's coming tomorrow.
And then he's like, show it to me. So we take him back to the room, show it to him, and he's like, yeah. And he gave us the money back, and
which was nice.
And we're kind of feeling a bit defeated because we're like...
Well, by this time, it's 11 o'clock, 11:30.
Yeah.
So...
And so we went and found another place, and the guy showed us the room, and we're like, okay.
Yeah, it looked okay.
So you might be saying, okay, what does this have to do with anything? But we got talking about the fact, like, because of what is shown online and the reviews, we're like, hey, this seems like a good place. So as we head to commercial break, I want you to be thinking about, have I ever made a judgment based on what somebody else has said or how somebody, I want to say, portrays themselves and it's been wrong?
Or a brand name.
So think about that and we'll be right back.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Hey, and welcome back. You're watching New Every Day. Go check out our website, neweveryday.tv. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much to Category 5 TV and Robbie Ferguson, who makes this show happen.
Yep.
And thanks also to all of our partners. If you go on our website, go to our partners page, you can go on and see all of the wonderful groups that are supporting us. And if you would like to support us through a donation, we would just be so grateful for that, to be able to make this show happen. I'm so thankful that you are tuning in. So, Jen, we were talking about if we've made decisions based on a name or based on face value of something.
Right.
So, okay, if you walk into a store, are you going to choose brand name Kleenex or the no name one?
Brand name.
Okay, and if you could have like no name cola or Coke?
Diet Pepsi. Coke just feels like...
I have people
that love it, but I prefer Diet Pepsi.
Someone asked me one time, they were doing a survey versus like organic produce purchases versus non-organic. And they said, well, if you walk into a store and you look at the apple and it's a nice red, delicious, shiny and beautiful. And beside it is an organic one that's a little bit smaller and maybe has a few marks on it. Which would you choose? And I'm like, probably the nice looking red one.
Yeah, definitely.
Even though the other one might taste a whole lot better.
So you might be thinking, okay, what does this have to do with God? Because we introduced this whole topic about, what's in a name and how does this all connect with the way we think about things. And as I was sharing this with Carrie, last evening we had to book some spots to go into Tennessee. And Carrie gets on the phone to make some reservations and the guy said, would come back with these name brand places, like big name places.
And I was like, oh, okay, that sounds really good.
And then I'd go online and I'd check the reviews and I'd be like, Carrie, we can't stay there. It says cockroaches or in the reviews. And I know you can't go just by reviews, but when the reviews are like negative, 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 oh, positive, negative, it's like, ooh. Because we had the conversation, but they carry the name. Like, so if you hear some of these, like, I want to say main name places, you'd be like, well, of course I'm going to stay there. And one, he said, well, what about this place? And as I went online to check the reviews, they said, we have stayed at this place again, not this name, again and again and again. And this is the worst one we've ever stayed in. And I was like,
uh-oh,
we can't stay there. And we just got talking about how, like, they have the name, but they're not living up to the name.
And we... like, when I think of some people's experience with different churches, they have had a bad experience in one mm-hmm. church, and then every other church or religious experience or organized religion in general, they've totally written off because of that one negative experience, or one person who maybe didn't
yes.
greet them at the door, or, you know, one person within that church who maybe treated them poorly, and then that becomes they become representative of the entire church body or the
yes.
entire organized religion. And that can really dampen people's experience and make them not want to seek out church in the future.
Yeah, and then we also talked about how it's our response, like we are representatives of Christ. Like Christian means little Christs. And so we are representative of Christ and Jesus and who he is. And we hear lots of people say, well, I don't want the church, or I don't want Christians, give me Jesus, but I don't want anything to do with the church, right? Because of people. And the thing is, I think part of it is how we live out our life. Like, do we live out our, as a believer, do you live out your life in humble, realization that you can't do this without Jesus? I think that's part of it. Like, or does things like pride and unforgiveness sort of well up in your life? Do you seek to understand? Like, Carrie is so good at this. Like, last night we were at a restaurant, which we were told to go to, and it was actually quite good. It was comfort food. And our server, to be honest, first off, I sort of looked at him, and I'm like, I don't want to talk to him. And Carrie was so gracious. So gracious. She just starts talking to him and drawing out pieces of information. And I'm just sitting there going, like, Carrie, really?
And he was interesting.
And, but see, she chose to see past the outward facade to who his person really was. And I was of the mind, like, my pride came up and I'm like, I don't need to talk to him. Like, why would I talk to him? And it's that whole example. I'm like, okay. It's like, okay, what would Jesus do? Which is so cliche. But it was so true. Like, Carrie chose to extend love and grace and mercy and interest. Like, that whole offering of love, where I was more like, please don't talk to me. And I did repent afterwards. And we've had this conversation about that. Just that whole idea of what was rising up in me because of who he was and portraying himself to be. And then it's like, okay, but if we are to be representatives of Christ,
we gotta welcome everyone,
whether their views are, we don't have to agree with their views, but we have to welcome and be willing to have those conversations, which are based in love and welcome.
And when I look back at the people who have taken the time, like, I might have not have been the same as them, or like my life is different than theirs, but they've taken the time to get to know me, and they wanted to hear from me, and they actually cared about me. Oh boy, like, I have been the recipient of that, and I'm so grateful. Yeah. You know, well, you did that for me, Jen. Like, we maybe were unlikely friends, right? You're coming in as the pastor, and here you are. Like, you spent time to get to know me and become my friend. I'm so grateful for that. And we were hiking up that tower,
Clingman's Dome.
There you go. And at the top, there were these two guys. And the one guy was, they were both setting up this huge antenna thing. And I said, excuse me, what are you doing? And the guy said, oh, this is amateur radio, amateur two-way radio, I guess. And we're trying to see who we can talk to. We've talked to people from Russia, Chicago, all over the world. He's like, we should be able to pick up Europe on the other side of this mountain. And I'm like, what? And he's like, it's super nerdy. So super nerdy. I'm like, are there other people on the other line, like, waiting to hear from you? And he was like, yep, there's all sorts of nerds in the world. I thought, wow, that is so different than anything I would ever do. And as we're walking back down this mountain, Jen's like, connecting with different people within our community is so important. Like, how do you actually reach the people who are sitting in the basement playing video games that we just don't even play? Or how do you connect with people who spend all their time doing this radio connection thing? And yet, they are so valuable and so loved by God and can be so important to have in the church body. Like, everybody needs to be part, and everybody is welcome. And there needs to be a place for them in the church. And how do you connect? Whereas face value, I would be like, two-way radio. I don't even know where to start talking to you, you know?
Well, yeah, because he actually downplayed himself, right? He's like, oh, it's a nerdy thing. Like, he
that's cool.
Totally downplayed himself. But when we talk about, like, the title of this segment is, like, what's in a name, right? And he labeled himself nerd, almost like downplaying it like it wasn't important. And yet we have to look beyond to see, yeah, but God created you that way, with this kind of quirky, unique, really coolness. And how do we reach into that? And we looked at you know, the fact that these big hotel chains have the name, but unless the person owning it or the people underneath the owners, the employees, actually live out that name, then, you know, it can sort of turn people against. And so it really is this outward, like,
people look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
Yes, 1 Samuel 16:7. And so, like, I guess we want to encourage you today. Like, just because it's bright and shiny, or everybody knows about it, or preconceived ideas, like, actually take time to check it out. Mm-hmm. Do your research. get to know someone, have that face-to-face conversation, look at yourself. And like, I had to look at myself and go, oh, Jen, like, Carrie had the right idea with our server last night in talking to him, getting to know him. And I guess part of my fear always is like, well, what's going to be the expectation in the end? Whereas Carrie is like, well, no, you just get to know someone. You don't worry about what the expectations are. You just treat them as a real person and get to know them and then worry about the outcome later. But I'm always like thinking ahead to the end and going, oh, I don't want that outcome. So I actually probably miss out on opportunities to get to know people. So actually spend that time getting to know people. And when, you know, I'm thinking about the radio guy who labeled himself as nerd, but that's a whole segment of people that, you know, God loves and God wants to reach. And so I guess in the end, like when you say what's in a name, we're really challenging you just to see past the name. Whether it's big name brands that look bright and shiny, well, check them out and see, you know, really what the worth is there. And I say that even about big churches. Like, actually check it out. And if you've been turned off by a church before, well, go check it out again. And if you've been turned off by people because of whatever, whether it's a race or a belief or a mindset, well, have the conversation. So when we say what's in a name, we just encourage you to actually research it. Ask the Lord for wisdom and discernment and a heart for understanding. And
it's okay to ask questions.
And it's okay to ask questions.
Yeah.
So on that note, let me pray.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful that you challenge us to look beyond what's in a name. Whether it's bright and shiny and we want to fully accept it, but it's not necessarily good, or it might not be bright and shiny and we want to tune it out. But yet there's a person there. And so, Father, would you grant us a heart for people and a mind of discernment? And Lord God, help us to choose your way. Guide and direct us to the people that you would have us to talk to. And Lord, help us to believe. Help us to believe that you are interested in the way that we treat other people and the conversations that we have. For your honor, for your glory, we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much for watching. And we're going to stay on the road, and we hope that you'll tune in next week as we have more adventures headed to Nashville.